The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
On the KJ Show this Sunday, Cape Town-born and now Amsterdam-based Zenzele joins us fresh off the release of his debut album Future Kwela, a body of work that listens carefully to South African street rhythms, township memories and inherited grooves, and of course asks the daring question, what happens when we let them speak in the language of now? Zenzele, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
It's been a long time coming, this conversation, and I want to talk about the name Future Kwela. You know, it carries both direction and responsibility, and you've spoken about the idea, you know, that took shape after the National Youth Jazz Festival that was in Makanda in 2023. Having been surrounded, you know, Zenzele, by young musicians and the feeling, or suppose the urge to form your own band, what was it about that moment that crystallized this vision for you?
Well, for me, it was a combination of things, partly being getting inspiration from elders was a big part of it, and just getting to chat and speak and meet these legends of jazz like Afrika Mkize, Ayanda Sikade, Unduduzo Makatini made an appearance briefly, but very impactful. So these people, like just getting to see them and watch them play and seeing their process was very inspiring. Also, Mandla Mlangeni was a big influence on me, just to take this forward and getting inspired by his approach to composing, and like him giving me almost the keys to the castle and saying, like, you can take this forth for yourself. And us being young musicians, playing in the youth band, it was really inspiring getting a view of like South Africa in that space, which I hadn't necessarily got before, just being based in Cape Town and realizing that there's people, Johannesburg, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, who are all interested in this jazz music, and young musicians as well, and just getting this kind of broader sense from the like South Africa. And that was super inspiring for me to be surrounded by like-minded musicians. I think that's the main thing that like catalyzed my approach to like, okay, now I can do this myself. There's this whole ecosystem around me that it's supporting the music.
Yeah. You know, you've described the project as a space where older South African and African rhythms such as Kwela, Maskandi, Township Jive meet current musical languages, and hip-hop and house are also part of those conversations. But why did Kwela, I guess, in particular feel like it is the heartbeat of this project? Why this specific, you know, genre?
Yeah, that's a good question, because South Africa has so many and rich, diverse, different genres. But for me, Kwela spoke to me because it was a genre that was born out of movement. And Kwela, like this word, it means to jump. So that was a inspiration, but also the idea of like Township Jive and Marabi, all these kind of styles coming out of people like moving from like homelands like into the city of like Soweto and Sophiatown and these places where there was kind of a lot of music being put down and like it needed to be quiet and undercover. And for me, Kwela was like a new genre that was born out of this mixture of people moving to the townships and the cities, and this kind of new genre. It was almost reflective of jazz music in a way that it was influenced by, like, for me, there's a lot of influence from like Umbakanga and Maskandi, and these coming into the urban areas, people who feel like they need to be liberated, and this music was born out of the struggle of that. And it was sort of a protest music in a way, and like Kwela is a combination of like jazz and traditional African styles, and obviously incorporating penny whistle and flutes and these sort of things. It really resonated with me, the fact that it was a new style that was born out of a struggle, and like something that it was a mixture of things. So that really like spoke to me.
You've said that the project is intentionally ever evolving, you know, that could go in many directions. But at this stage, what does the core of the future of Kwela sound like and feel like for you?
Well, for me, it's very much, I was thinking about this and thinking about the fact that what would it be in 2025 if we were to try and make this music in the context of where we are now, with influences from all over the world, and especially in this kind of digital age with a lot of connection via the internet. And like, what if we were to just make bring out this music again, like relive it, but in the context of today. And for me, like Future Quella is the concept of just trying to bring out this music and like uplift this music in the context of the modern era.
Kofifi FM, we're spending time here this Sunday with Zenzile Mthembu-Salza on Kofifi FM on the KJS show. He has a brand new project, Future Kwela, and we're unpacking some of that. And of course, listening to some of the music of this project exclusively for your listening pleasure this Sunday. He's absolutely one of the exciting conversations to look out for. And we're bringing it to you first. Now, Zenzile, you know, there's something powerful in your focus on rhythms that I've been listening to the project on, that I suppose may have been forgotten by the younger listeners. You know, do you feel a sense of responsibility going back to, you know, your peer groups, you know, as a young composer to reintroduce these grooves? Or is it mostly about just personal and I guess curiosity from Zenzele's side?
I think it's a bit of both. I do feel a certain responsibility in the sense that some of these rhythms I just don't hear, or like people bringing them out, and I feel a certain sense of like, well, I feel these rhythms a lot, and I feel that it's necessary to bring them out. So there's a certain sense of responsibility. But me as a young musician, I'm also kind of curious in a lot of different styles of music. So like, I'm influenced by a lot of music from all over. This album is kind of focused on Africa and South Africa specifically, and trying to bring out certain specific grooves, because in South Africa there's a certain kind of specification in like what region you are in. It can be subtle, like if you don't understand, you know, if you're from Mpumalanga versus KZN, there's a difference in that, and just highlighting these differences in the grooves is important for me.
I want to talk a little bit more about the project and the creative process and some of the people that you've worked with. You know, tell us about that.
So this project, it was kind of born out of my own kind of compositional process. I didn't really, I mean, I was inspired obviously by artists and musicians who I listened to, but in the composing room, it was pretty much all me writing the music. But I was very kind of picky about who I chose to collaborate with on this project, and people who would kind of get the music and be able to play it. And so on drums, I have Langa Dubazana, who's a great drummer from Soweto, actually, but he lives in Cape Town. And I've been working with him a while, and I feel as a bass player and drummer, it's good to have a strong connection. And he's played a lot of my music, and he kind of gets the project. I think that's the most important thing, of people who are kind of like-minded, and they can come to the project from their own perspective. As well as on guitar, I have my brother, who I've grown up with my whole life, Kaya Mthembu-Salter, and we just connect over music, and I don't really have to tell him much. He kind of gets it. And on saxophone, we have Justin Belez, who's a wizard saxophone player, very much well established in the South African jazz scene. And I reached out to him, and he was super on board with the project and really like took it by the reins, like super happy with how that turned out.
you're currently based in Amsterdam, you know, studying at the Conservatorium of Amsterdam, jazz, you know. How has, maybe let's reflect, how has being academically and geographically removed from home reshaped the way you hear South African music?
Wow, that has been such a point of reflection for me, because it's this feeling of when you leave South Africa, you realize how South African you are, and kind of just this feeling of like, oh, I really carry this identity with me. And when you're taken out of that space, you realize all the things that you love about your country and that make you South African and that make you unique as well, because the people around you, they don't have the same experience, and you just realize all the things that kind of resonate with you. And kind of, for me, it was a process of like actually going back to the source, in a sense of like, I would, if I was in South Africa, I might have taken a lot of the stuff for granted, but being outside made me realize all the stuff that I have to offer as a South African musician, in terms of like historical ancestry through me and my approach to music. And it's very different to the Western approach of studying music and harmony. But I feel like I've gained a lot from that, and kind of incorporating both those worlds has been very beneficial for me.
You've also spoken very beautifully, Zenzele, about South African jazz having its own identity, going back to that vantage point that you were just discussing shortly. Mm. One linked deeply, you know, to history, struggle, freedom, and cultural diversity. Mm. How would you define South African jazz in a global context?
I would say South African jazz specifically has its a strong identity in being quite political, and has that all the way through. And also another aspect is this kind of spirituality side, which is kind of different, I feel. But a lot of kind of the South African jazz icons we look up to have this spirituality side to it. So I would say it's a combination of being, for me, jazz in the context of the world is Black American music that is kind of a form of a protest, or like a showcase of Black excellence, in a way that it's been put down in a lot of contexts, and it's just a showcase of people really trying to speak through the music. And for South Africans, that is really relevant because of our history and all the struggle that this country has been through, through apartheid. And looking at like kind of jazz icons like Abdullah Ibrahim and Huma Sekela, and even Zim Ngawana and Bekim Seleku, some of these people were heavily politicized, and necessarily so, because they were, most of them, in exile and couldn't perform in South Africa. So that there has that heavy context to it, I feel.
We'll be right back.
We're still in the company of Zenzele this Sunday, and we're talking about his brand new project, Future Quail, of course, also unpacking some of his interesting stories and travels, and of course, how he sees things from his vantage point, you know, as a young musician, a young jazz musician in South Africa. Of course, we've also been listening to some of the music here on the show as we do the second hour every single Sunday between 11 and 12 o'clock. It is Our Africa, exploring the best of Africans by Africans. Now, you know, Zenzele, as a bassist, you know, leading a large ensemble, you've mentioned that your compositions can be demanding. I wonder what that even sounds like, you know, when we kind of try and understand it. But what has the response been from your fellow musicians, you know, when you invite them into this musical world, you know?
It's always actually, I've been very grateful that the people I've worked with have been very much respectful of me coming forth as a bassist and bringing my compositions, and they would take it very seriously. And I mean, for me, demanding in the sense of, like, for me, I have certain ideas about how the music should sound, so I would try and translate that to them to make sure that everything is kind of on point. But also I like to give the musicians I work with a certain sense of freedom. I remember last year I did a show in Johannesburg at Chiesa, and I was having Johannesburg musicians like Ofense Sebula and Michael Nkuna and Kabelo Makatla on drums, and they were all learning the music for the first time, and it was an interesting process to go through that with them. And I mean, I won't be too harsh on them at times, even if the music is demanding, but it's coming from a place of empathy that we are trying to, like, create this space together. And there's a lot of respect, actually, which I've found from other musicians who've been learning my compositions, because it's quite a process to learn original compositions, because you need to kind of speak with the composer to see how it's meant to sound if you don't know what it is, you know.
On the topic of mentorship, it plays quite an important role in your journey. Names like Benjamin Jephthah, Shane Cooper, and Kyle Shepherd come to mind, you know, when we think about, when we start to have these conversations and think about you. You know, what have these relationships taught you musically, not only just musically, but also about the longevity in the music?
Yeah, I found respect from the... I have a lot of respect for these musicians you've mentioned now, and they've been super helpful in just breaking down their process of how they got to where they are, and not really having the sense of, like, ah, you're trying to come through, I'm not going to tell you the secrets. They've been all very super open and honest, and just having their struggles and just trying to help me in, because they've been through all of the things that I'm going through right now as a young musician, and they can help me and, like, guide me in multiple aspects, not just with the music, just in life in general, and, like, navigating this space of being an artist and all the pitfalls that come with that, and just kind of guiding me in a right way. And I felt very welcomed by them, supported, especially someone like Benjamin has been super helpful for me, and I've reached out to him a lot. Also Shane and Kyle. Yeah, all these people have been very supportive,
yeah,
in the fact that I'm trying to pursue this music path.
And you've also been honest, you know, about learning the business and the promotional side of the industry largely on your own. Let's talk about that. Of course, you know, coming from a non-musical family and, of course, as part of this new generation shaping the horizon, somebody who's listening and, you know, getting into our conversation and wants to also be, you know, as savvy or, you know, as hands-on, maybe we could use that word. What advice would you give the young musicians navigating this both creatively and surviving?
Yeah, that is, for me, been a very like DIY process just to navigate this and trying to conceptualize. I guess for me, my main thing which has kind of seen me through is like I've had a vision of how I wanted to do things. I mean, it obviously doesn't turn out that way every time, but my advice I would give is like have a clear vision into what you want to do and like an honest sense of like where you want to go and who you want to, what people you want to bring into your world of music and like audience wise, and have a sense of kind of the community you want to touch. And but also for me, I think a great thing is you can't do it all by yourself, and I've been so helped by people around me in the community who have like guided me and also just helped me in the sense of like doing sort of promotional things, reaching out to people and having a more collaborative approach than a single-minded thing, because it's hard to do everything yourself if you're composing, writing the music, and then you add on all this other things. So it's good to have other people around you who you can speak with and have good intentions for you. Surround yourself with that, I'd say.
Yeah. Of course, you know, as we wrap up, the listeners, when they sit with Future Kwela, what do you hope they feel, especially young South Africans hearing the echoes of their heritage reframe for tomorrow?
Yeah, I hope that they can kind of see themselves in this music. This music is not just for me or like my own mind. I hope it can reflect other people's experiences. And for me, my intention for this album is just to uplift South Africa and music and culture and like showcase what is already there but might not be brought out in such clear ways. And yeah, it's more like a message of upliftment for general, and also kind of for younger listeners to have this sense of this isn't old music, this is our music, and it's beautiful, and just showing all the beauty that's in the music, and hopefully brings a sense of joy and upliftment is my goal.
Now the age-old question, you know, as we draw this one to a close, the age-old question jazz collectors and fans always want to know, you know, streaming is great, but are we going to get physical copies of the project? Isn't it?
Yes, but it will be in the new year. Yeah, what I was saying is, yeah, it's in the pipeline, and I'm working on getting physical copies printed. Obviously, being an independent artist, I need to kind of do this myself.
Yeah,
and get this. But it's really an intention of mine to give the people some physical copies of this, because not everything must be online. I feel you need to have some hard copies.
Absolutely.
And that will be coming in the new year.
And I guess maybe we can even throw it out to some of the listeners who are, you know, able to assist, you know, reach out to Zenzele if you are able to then, you know, assist him with copies, printing anyway. And, you know, he is on social media on all platforms. But, you know, thank you so much, you know, brother, for sharing and for joining us and, you know, for reminding us that the future of jazz is not invented, but is remembered forward. You know, Future Kwela is not a revival, but it's an investigation. A conversation between generations, I say, you know, between township streets and global cities, between inherited rhythm and personal voice. And of course, you know, thank you for joining us here on the show to talk about all of it. And of course, we'll keep playing the music.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Gwakwa. It was a real pleasure.
Absolutely. He is bassist. His name is Zenzele Mthembu Salter. And of course, he was on the K-Jazz Show.